This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Wednesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new hop-infused hard seltzer, hard hops, blackberry infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries, and available now at a store near you. Let's talk some college football with our great friend Bill Connelly.
Ah, the SP Plus.
He did something bold, and he released the SP Plus model that was not behind a paywall, free and for everybody to go read. You can go follow him on Twitter, at @ESPN_BillC. You can find the rankings there and all of his great work, of course, at ESPN.
Do you think he has a say in the paywall?
I don't know if he does, but I just want to start with a blanket question. Bill, why do you hate my team?
I mean, I don't know which team we're talking about right now, but I'm very, very, very curious about Oregon, if we're being honest here. I'm just going to jump right in.
You do it, Bill. You go for it.
Jump in that pool, Dan Lanning. Let's go. Bill, I got a question on Oregon, okay? Because I'm also curious. Yeah. I give them the respect. I think the defense is probably going to be pretty good. I think that offense is geared to make life easy on the quarterback, right? Like, people gave Bo Nix these check down Charlie things the year he goes to the Heisman, but like, it worked. It was exactly what their offense needed, and hit on the deep ball. We no longer have 26-year-old quarterbacks at the helm here, and I don't know what to make of Dante Moore. Is that your question mark as well, the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, basically, when I was walking through their lineup, and I mean, before we go any further, Oregon's projected seventh. They're, you know, like 2 points out of the top four. So, I mean, it's not like, you
how
know, I don't actually
how
hate your
dare
team,
you,
basically,
Bill. How is, dare
is,
you.
Is what I'm saying. But when I was walking through their lineup and piecing it all together, there just weren't nearly as many, like, proven entities as I expected to see. Like, in my head, as Oregon entered the offseason, I mean, you're going to be relying on at least a couple offensive line transfers, potentially very good ones. I mean, you know, all conference at their last stop and whatnot. That's fine. I love Mekhi Hughes. I think that's going to be just fine at running back. But yeah, I mean, we don't really know what the quarterback position is going to bring. We don't really know how much help Evan Stewart has in the receiving core and the defense. I agree. I'm just going to assume the defense is fine. But I mean, four of last year's top five defensive tackles are gone. Safety's brand new, or secondary's brand new. Mm-hmm. So I mean, yeah, there are a lot more questions to answer than I kind of realized until I put the roster together.
Damn, dude, he hates your team.
He hates my team.
He hates your team.
Nobody's given us a chance this year, according to Bill. Only seventh, the disrespect. God,
Five and seven on the way.
Let me ask you this, though, because I was reading through this, and I just love looking ahead to next season. And there was a compelling opinion out there, or a thought out there in college football last year, that Ohio State was a bit of a last of a dying breed. Like, they recruited at such an elite level. They brought in a transfer quarterback. And then, oh, by the way, they had everybody that potentially could have gone to the NFL essentially returned for another year, and they brought everybody back for one more run, and they kind of had that super team vibe. Now, they didn't show it for a large chunk of the regular season, especially in the Michigan game, until the playoffs. Is when you're looking at the teams this year and kind of like stacking them up, Ohio State, I know, is number one. You got Bama. It's all the usual suspects. Is that a opinion that you agree with going from last year to this year, that it doesn't look like one team is necessarily head and shoulders above everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, last year we headed in with Ohio State and I would say Ole Miss both kind of going all in, in different ways. Obviously, Ole Miss brought a lot more in the portal, but both of those teams seemed like they were spending a lot to put that roster together. And you know, it paid off for both of them in different ways. They were the top two teams at SP Plus. Ole Miss managed to blow a couple games they couldn't blow, little jams they couldn't wriggle their way out of, and they missed the playoff just barely. But if they'd made it, they could have been dynamite in the playoff as well. And Ohio State obviously had one mulligan to spare and used it, and then suddenly peaked at the right time. But I think, yeah, we're in a situation. We were in it last year, and we're in it again this year, where, you know, you look at the projected ratings. Ohio State's a point and a half ahead of number two Alabama. That's fine. But it's not like 5 points, and they're not in the mid-30s in these ratings. You've got the top nine all separated by basically a touchdown. And, you know, then the next, like, 10 or 12 are basically separated by a touchdown. So it's, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty baked in here, and I do think that's an area where, you know, the teams that have recruited the most consistently awesome in recent years, which are probably Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia still, they're at the top of the ratings, but they're not really far ahead of a lot of other teams that have managed to, you know, maybe close the gap a little bit by using the portal just right or whatever. There are a lot more tools at your disposal if you're trying to build a good team right now. And that's really, really fun, even if, you know, we didn't get any evidence last year that the very most talented teams aren't still going to win the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill, I got Toledo, Mississippi State, Maryland, Liberty, Navy, Army, Cincy, Cal, Michigan State, UTSA are all ahead of Oregon State, who come in 73rd, way down there in the SP Plus, our Beavers. I am curious, though. I know you don't focus in on Oregon State as much as you do some of these other schools, but when you go through this, is there any takeaways going into the second year of Trent Bray? I know they got Malik Murphy. That was a big addition for them in the portal. They are returning some offensive talent. Defensively, I know that they hope that they can take a step. When you look at Oregon State, I guess, how much has it changed since Jonathan Smith last year to where it's at going into year two with Trent Bray?
Yeah, first of all, how dare you? My focus on Oregon State is always very strong.
It is. That's true. I give you that credit.
I think the biggest takeaway with that projected number 73 ranking is they were 97th last year. They kind of fell apart, especially on defense. The efficiency was still there. They could still run the ball pretty well, but passing was iffy. Defense was beyond iffy. So the fact that they're, you know, the components are projecting them to improve by quite a bit, I do think that means something. A part of that is that, you know, Malik Murphy does bring some, you know, he threw for 2,900 yards last year. Didn't love Duke's offense, if we're being honest. And I think he's a better runner than he was asked to be in the Duke offense, especially. He ran like seven times all year, not including sacks. But I'm curious. He's going to have a really, really experienced receiving core at his disposal. Hankerson's good. Does feel like the offense could rebound if the offensive line holds up at least. Defense, I mean, that's going to tell the tale. There's two probably Well, I was going to say unwinnable. Texas Tech is not unwinnable, but they're going to be, you know, two touchdown projected underdogs in that game. Outside of Tech and Oregon, they're projected favorites or toss-ups in every single game on the schedule. So if you're ready to overachieve in some of the you know, the transfers hit on defense, then I think the ceiling's still pretty high for this team. I feel a little better about Oregon State than Washington State this year just because of the spectacular amount of change at Wazoo. I love basically making them, you know, South Dakota State West, but I assume that translation is going to take a little while.
Look at that, Dirt. We're 2-10-2 programs.
Look at us. We could win 10 games. You guys might win another conference championship this year.
Damn right.
We both Pac-2 champs and Big Ten champs on this show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bill Connolly is our guest. The S&P Plus model on ESPN, it's all free and available for everybody to read. He tweeted it out as well, at ESPN_BillC, ranking all the teams as a kind of spring wrap-up in college football. I'm curious about the Huskies this year, Bill. They had a up-and-down year, obviously, with Jed Fish in year one. It was one where I'm sure Husky fan would argue could have been even better if they don't call a speed option to the short side of the field at the goal line against the Cougs. They come in at number 39. I was interested in the offensive rating there. I think they're 52nd, which they got a quarterback who they're pretty high on. They're returning their top wide receiver. Jonah Coleman's back for another year. What do you make of the Huskies, and is this a pop kind of year for them? Is there potential there for them to have a better season?
Yeah, the passing game was, well, actually, I mean, run and pass, the big plays kind of vanished from 2 years ago. And that was kind of, that ended up being kind of a major issue because, I mean, obviously with Coleman, you're going to run the ball pretty well. But yeah, I'm curious about the big plays, you know, and whether the receiving court, like guys like Omari Evans coming in from Penn State, he was really good when he caught the ball, but he caught 21 passes all year, you know, averaged like 20 yards a catch and then, you know, couldn't get open against good opponents. So curious how they scheme that and everything. But I mean, I kind of give Jed Fish the benefit of the doubt here. You know, it took him a year at Arizona, to really kind of click into place. But once he had what he needed, everything obviously clicked pretty well. You know, coordinator changes, we'll see how that all works. And obviously there are a ton of transfers on defense. But I do think, you know, if the big play capabilities come back a little bit, whether it's because of Evans or just better familiarity among all the personnel, then it's kind of like Oregon State. There are like two or three games on the schedule that are, you're going to be pretty solid underdogs in, but everything else is on the table, outside of what, Ohio State, Michigan, and Oregon. and, you know, going to be projected favorites in all the other games, maybe.
What do you make of the Sankey new playoff model noise? I know that's not necessarily up your avenue at all times, but I just, it feels very loud right now. Sankey saying it's not his obligation to look after the game, just the SEC. Clearly the SEC and Big Ten are trying to take up all the playoff spots. What is Bill Conley's takeaway of how this is like kind of killing the sport that we love so much, but we're all going to tune in and watch because we're sickos and we love it?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I never had to pay a single attention to a single word Greg Sankey or any of the other conference commissioners ever had to say again. I wish there was somebody actually in charge of the sport, so I didn't. So, you know, because, I mean, these are all propaganda arms. They are indeed. If Greg Sankey doesn't act in the interest of his presidents every single day, he'll get fired. So of course, like, he has to say these things and do these things. I get it, but you know, the system as a whole just stinks because, you know, because they're the most powerful conferences, they do run the sport. And you know, we could the last couple of weeks have been extremely disillusioning. As we kind of move towards 16 teams, I was hoping maybe they could be shamed out of the auto bids thing. And you know, Greg Sankey certainly doesn't seem like he's really into the auto bids, but we still hear all these ideas about like double buys and this and that. Like, oh my God, it's 16 teams. There's a reason, like, every sport has a 16 team playoff. It's clean. It's easy. Just pick the number of conference champions you want, seed everybody else, and let's go. But the constant jockeying and politicking and everything just stinks, and I hate that it matters. There should be somebody outside of this group in charge of the sport and making these calls, and of course that's never been the case with college football.
All right, last one for you, Bill. Every year we have one of these teams that starts in, you know, near the top of the list, and then they fade or sink like a stone. The numbers spit it out. They give you the top 10. Who's the most fraudulent team in your S&P Plus top 10 right now?
I was a huge Ole Miss advocate last year, and I thought, you know, if they had sneaked into the playoff, they really could have done a lot of damage. I don't like this transfer haul at all. Like, the reason they're projected, I think, ninth is because they were second last year. Like Lane Kiffin, we probably do not give him enough credit for how well he has done these last few years at Ole Miss. But then I just look at, you know, maybe Austin Simmons is kind of ready to be a stud at quarterback, but I just look at the guys they lost and the guys they brought in, and feels like it's a downgrade just about everywhere. So that one's kind of tough for me to I guess they're 11th, actually.
They're right outside the top 10. That's fair.
That's right. I didn't pick a top 10 team. No, you know, Ole Miss at 11, Michigan at 10 feels pretty ambitious, too, although we know that all they need is kind of a semi-competent quarterback, and they could be in pretty good shape. But, yeah, those two are pretty tough. Otherwise, I think it was a pretty logical list for the most part. You know, even if you don't believe Alabama at number 2, I know why it says that on paper. So, yeah, I had to go down to number 10 and 11 to find some genuine question marks.
I'm not a big betting man on the futures, but if I was, and I am, I'm that there's some Clemson tasty ticket stuff there. I think they are set up right now, I think, to have a really special season and maybe be in that top, you know, 2-3 ranking at the end of the season.
I sort of agree. I agree that if they're ever going to do that, it's this year. But I'm still, like, from a number standpoint, they're a little further down than they're going to be in the polls. And I think the major reason for that is we're using this tiny sample of like 3 deep passes against Texas as a reason to suddenly believe that they're going to make big plays again when it's been like 5 years since they did. So that's kind of my one concern, is we're it's like an old school bowl bump for Clemson in a way, even though they lost. And we'll see if they're capable of it. We're going to see it this year, but I'm not buying in all the way yet.
Yeah. Where does your team rank? You can go find it, the article at ESPN.com. Of course, ESPN_Bill C on Twitter. He's got it out, available to read. It's great to talk college football. It's great to think we're less than 100 days away from the start of the year. Always fun catching up with you, Bill. Thanks for the time, and let's do this again soon.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.